I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo.
A gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Good morning, Brad Locke.
Hey, Derek Russell.
Good morning, Brad Locke.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Swell.
And good afternoon to our listeners.
Yes.
And possibly good evening.
Whenever you're listening.
I thought he was wearing a hat over there for a minute, Mr. Chris Kiefer, but he's not.
Those are headphones.
Those are headphones.
Yeah.
But out of the corner of my eye, a big hat.
Maybe a cowboy hat.
But like one of those big green foam cowboy hats, like from wrestling events. That's what I thought he was wearing there. You know how nice it is not to be wearing a cowboy hat anymore?
It really is.
I don't wear hats.
I used to wear like baseball caps on all the time, but now I don't ever wear caps at all.
I wear a hat just because obvious reasons, but... but yeah, cowboy hat is not for me.
Yeah,
not for I.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I didn't mind too much. Just the one I was wearing was too small for my giant head.
And that's the last thing we're ever going to talk about that show ever. That's it. No more.
People are probably sick of it.
I doubt it.
We're filming it.
That's it.
In a couple of weeks.
Oh wait, shoot. One more, and then that's it. One more time in this episode, and we're done. Ever.
Okay.
That's it.
The show's done. If you missed it. Too bad for you.
You're still talking about it. I drew the line and you went on past it.
You
ignored the line. Or don't make a quote.
I'm Van Bellinger.
Oh, God.
Do what I want.
Welcome to The Memo. It is Wednesday, April 13th.
Sure is.
Thank you, newspaper man.
All day.
And half the night.
Yeah.
We've got some exciting stories for you on today's episode. We'll be heading down to Jackson to talk to Bobby Harrison, which you should probably go. It's a 3-hour drive.
No. What?
It started now. Dennis Sid joining us to talk about restaurant grades and a full thing of things to do this weekend.
Yes.
In Northeast Mississippi. It's Wednesday. Jenna Parsons joining us back from her vacation. I can only assume that she spent her entire vacation finding the perfect recipe to cook for us for her return to The Memo.
Certainly, you would think.
One would hope. For her sake, she better have.
Otherwise, she's out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just cancel this segment right here.
How's your Wednesday?
It's Wednesday, I guess. It's good.
Thank you.
I've
made them aware of that already, but you...
I've had my coffee.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I have.
It's wearing off. Staggeringly.
Coffee.
Stop.
Need some more coffee.
Hey, we're coming up on our 100th episode.
Oh, we are.
Monday.
We're going to do some cool stuff.
Episode 98. Hey, I came up with one idea. We're doing it. I'm very proud of it. Thank you. I guess we'll make one more reference to the show. Good grief.
Yeah,
the show will not die.
We're shaving the mustache.
But don't give it...
I thought we knew that. We already announced that.
But
we'd announced this
already.
We
said it on Monday.
We're
show.
Shaving the mustache live on air. We're going to periscope that mother.
Yeah,
get right up in there, too. Just right up in there.
Up.
Right for the nasal hairs. Your wife will be joining us in studio to do the shaving.
And since she'll be here, probably Ellie, the baby, will, too.
Newspaper baby?
Newspaper baby.
I assume she brings her own towel and bucket. We don't want the stubble on our carpet in here.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yes.
We'll keep it clean as possible.
I've seen those. I don't guess they're new. It was actually a Sky Mall product, which Sky Mall was my favorite magazine before it went the way of Old Yeller. But you familiar with Sky Mall?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Sky Mall. So, you know, the magazines and front of the seat. I'm telling them, the people that are listening.
Is that Delta or American?
Everybody had it. Everybody.
Everybody had it.
But they went bankrupt last summer, and they're gone. No more Sky Mall.
It's too bad.
I don't know how, because they had some great products. But they had, the barber's, the cloth that the barber puts around you when you go to the barber. It had it folded up. And it made a cup around you, and all the hair went into it, so it didn't go on the floor.
Okay.
Like at the ends.
But then how do you dispose of it?
It closed like a shutter into itself, and there was like a spout, and you could, it was amazing. Sky Mall. Like, it had the best things.
Okay.
I don't need one. I mean, I did shave my own head for a while, but I thought, well, this makes sense if you're shaving your head at home.
Yeah.
Less mess that way.
Which I used to do.
Too bad Sky Mall's not in existence anymore. We could overnight one and have it here for Monday. I bet Amazon has something similar.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Maybe we could get a Memo logo printed on the cape. But 100th episode, we will be shaving the mustache.
Yes, we will.
And the head.
No, no, we're not.
No, we're shaving the head, too.
No, hold on.
The whole thing. It's gone bye-bye.
Halfway.
Shaving. Halfway.
Will be my last episode.
It's fine. I hear you will be handcuffed and underwater during this process.
Trying to escape. We're using an electric razor underwater.
Yeah, I got those ones that are under. Flippers. You can use in the shower. It's fine.
Yeah, why would you shave in the shower? I've tried that, but you can't have a mirror in there, so you can't see what you're doing.
That's what I do. I shave in the shower. They make shower mirrors.
But they don't fog up and get all wet?
Yeah, fogless. Yeah, matter of fact.
Boy, the things they come up with these days.
It's just easier. Just shave in the shower. Just there.
Sky Mall.
Sky Mall.
Oh, okay.
Fogless mirrors.
Fogless
also
mirrors.
The AM/FM shower radio.
Radio.
Available only at Sky
People
Mall.
Still buy little radios.
I don't know. I don't think you can buy an XM shower radio.
Shortwave radio. Shortwave
transistor.
Sending a telegram from the shower. Stop flushing the toilet. The water's cold. All right. Well, you look forward to that on Monday.
Yeah.
If you want to watch a man get publicly shaved.
Both.
On both live and in on the radio. Yeah, it's probably not a great radio. Listen to that razor go. Listen
Here
to
we go,
it.
People.
Listen to it.
It's amazing.
The payoff's not exactly the same, is it?
I don't know how it's going to translate the audio.
It's fine.
Derek can do some running commentary while we're doing it.
Yeah, so there it goes, and it's gone. Okay. Oh, look, she went for the head. She did tell me the other night, I think I said this the other day, that when she was trimming you up before Mustache Bash, she started to go, whoops, and just...
Yeah, clip it off there.
Give it a little bit more. She's so ready for that to be gone, Brad.
She is so ready.
The baby's going to scream. It's just going to be wild.
I'll be fine.
No, the baby's going to be like, you're not my dad.
Well, I want to have this stubble. I want to keep growing it.
No, everything is getting shaved. I don't know what you don't understand
about
this.
We're not doing the clean
face. She and I have discussed this. You get no say-so.
There's
no say-so.
Nobody's going to be able to, no.
You were wearing Cooper Ford's handcuffs during this. You will not be. There is nothing you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's getting shaved. No. You can have the hair, because God help you. If you got it, keep it. But the rest of it's going bye-bye.
No. Stubble's staying.
No.
I'm going right back to the beard.
No.
Yeah. It's happening.
We are clean shaving you.
What are we going to talk about on the show when the mustache is gone?
I hadn't thought that far ahead.
I think it's time for you to grow one.
Chris. Kiefer needs to grow a stash.
Yeah. I think you need to go.
You're going to rock
one. You need to let it go out a little bit. Nobody said anything about mine. Should it go away?
Mm. Whatever.
I'm really ugly without facial hair.
So am I.
Yeah, but you're also really ugly with it.
So. I hate you.
I know. Hey, let's go to Jackson.
Oh, okay. All right, let's welcome Bobby Harrison, Capitol Bureau Chief. Bobby, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Brad. It's another rainy day down here in Jackson. I guess it's going to be cloudy till the legislature leaves.
Oh, well, there's some kind of metaphor there, Bobby. you had a story today, of course, the House Bill 1523 has been the big news item in the state of Mississippi, and it's gone international as well, as we know. Of course, it's a bill signed by Governor Phil Bryant that allows public officials and private businesses to refuse services to in regards to gay marriage to gay couples. And some people think it might go beyond that, but there's an effort to try to repeal the law, but that's going to be awfully difficult, Bobby. What's kind of the process that they have to go through to even have a shot at doing that?
Well, Jay Hughes, a freshman, a House member from Oxford, a Democrat, he's kind of been active in creative ways. He's not your typical freshman. He's been very active since he's gotten here. He introduced a resolution yesterday that would, it's called a rule suspension resolution. If it passed, it would allow another bill to be introduced related to the anti-gay marriage bill, if you will, and to repeal that legislation. But, I mean, while he introduced the rule suspension resolution, had a press conference in front of the Capitol. Steve Holland, representative from Plantersville there in Lee County, participated in the press conference as well as numerous other Democrats. The rule suspension resolution is not likely to go anywhere. It had to pass the Rules Committee, which is controlled by the Speaker, who is the author of the bill that is so controversial. And then it passed the Rules Committee. It had to get a 2/3 vote of both chambers. And if that happened, then a bill could be introduced to repeal 1523, but Jay Hughes had every right to do that. the fact is that unless some minds are changed in the House Senate leadership and by Governor Phil Bryant, that resolution is not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of a long shot, isn't it? And how long? How often do we see this kind of effort after something's been signed?
Well, after something's been you see it on occasion. I mean, quick story. Years ago, the legislature slipped through legislation, a portion of that was dealing with something else. A portion of that legislation also enhanced their retirement benefits, and that slipped through the process. And then Governor Ronnie Musgrove let it become law without his signature. But then he called a special session where the public outcry was such that the legislation was repealed. So, I mean, legislation does get repealed on occasion. And, you know, there's a continuing backlash to this legislation. But thus far, Governor Bryant, who has held firm that, you know, he supports the legislation, I think the speaker also has held firm. So, but the backlash continues to grow. I mean, think about something else happens every day. Backlash towards Mississippi because of this legislation.
Yeah, I mean, with all the like you said, the backlash and businesses speaking out against it, and I know the you mentioned this in your story. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, has decided not to come to Mississippi. They're commissioning this ship built in Pascagoula called the USS Portland, and. Now, because of the passage of this bill, he's not coming for that. And I believe they moved the commissioning as well out to Portland. So, anyway, could this kind of backlash maybe build any kind of momentum for Jay Hughes and those who want to reverse this? Or do you think just the people like Philip Gunn and Phil Bryant behind the bill are just going to stand firm on it?
Well, I mean, that was the Portland thing. That was according to news reports. The bigger thing that happened yesterday Brad, is the picnic in Central Park, the New York, the right. Mississippi picnic in Central Park there in New York, which has been a staple for 34, 35 years. It's gotten a lot of positive attention from Mississippi. Our economic development agency, the MDA, Mississippi Development Authority, has participated in for a long time. The governor, often attends the event, and the organizers of the event, Mississippians who now live in New York, they announced yesterday they were canceling that because of the backlash and potential protests, and they also against Mississippi, and also spoke out against the bill. So those things are just seem like something happens every day. And then North Carolina has passed a bill that deals with some of the same stuff. I think our bill is much broader and much more expansive, but the governor there is trying to, through executive actions, trying to limit that bill, and has also talked about new legislation. So he seemed firm at one time, but he appears to be changing his mind. Whether the Governor Bryant and the leadership in the legislature that's another story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with this going forward. Bobby, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us here on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yep. Hey, if you want to hear more from Bobby Harrison, check out the Daily Journal's Capitol View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Bobby will provide commentary and analysis on the issues being debated by Mississippi lawmakers. You can watch live each Monday afternoon at 2 or catch the replay later in the day. New episodes will be released as long as the legislature is in session.
Dennis Sid joining us now on the memo. I don't know why I felt the need to say the name of the show, but you're here nonetheless.
Repetition is key.
Yes, I am.
You're also on the memo.
I also brought donuts this morning.
Sure. Well, past tense, they're gone.
Yeah. I don't think they are.
No, they're gone.
No, they're not. I just saw them.
They're gone.
Trust me. Derek knows.
I mean, you have.
just one.
But this is from Leslie. Deep personal knowledge of the...
So my editor Leslie said walking in, she saw me digging around in the box.
They were warm, right off the...
Like a raccoon digging through the trash, I guess.
Hot off the glazing table.
Well, you brought donuts in, and maybe when you were at the restaurant today, you might have seen a letter up on the wall while you were at Scarlett's.
Yes, I did. They had this big letter that was actually green, and it was an A.
Oh, a green A.
A green A,
what,
exactly.
What, if you get a C, what color is it?
It's sort of an orange.
Oh. Yeah. It's kind of like the terrorist color scale. It gets
that's a good point.
As danger arises, so does the temperature of the color.
I guess if they put it in red, it would be really serious.
Yeah. They never get that far around here. Well, what we did have some restaurant grading going on in the area, though.
Restaurant inspections. That's the story that was Sunday, and you know we run them every week or try to in the Sunday Business Journal and also online on bizbuzz.djournal.com. But people wonder, you know, how do we get these A, Bs, and C scores? And it's also not a pass fail system per se. Means you've passed every. All the 24 check marks without a violation. B, there might have been a couple of violations and they were fixed on site.
Now, Brad, as he gets lower in score, you'll be familiar with these from school.
On a C, you get a C and there are some critical violations found. They couldn't be fixed right away. So that means they're going to come back within 10 days, do another inspection. In the meantime,
C is not average in this scenario.
Yeah, C is not average. C is not good, but that doesn't mean that we're going to shut the doors down.
But you're not a D either.
There's no D or an F.
It's just
A, B, or C. Now, if
what happens past a C though, you get shut down.
Yes, they have the power to shut down a restaurant, Barnhill's, a couple of years ago. And then some restaurants may close because they've gotten, say, 5 C's in the past year and a half. And
Ryan's.
Yeah. Of course, Ryan's was a closure.
I'm not being too subtle.
That was made by the company, but I'm sure having all those C's.
I don't know. I never stepped foot in that establishment, so I can't speak.
I did once, but my feet wouldn't come off the floor.
That'll happen.
Kind of stuck.
I don't think you can do anything with that building except knock it over and start again.
It's too small of an area for a Target, folks, so don't get any ideas.
Oh, well.
But maybe if we take up all that and go all the way down. Yeah, the lot next to it's available. Is that enough? If we do that and that, is that a Target? That's it.
No.
Target.
No.
Right there.
You got to park somewhere.
You heard it here first on the memo. Target coming to Tupelo.
Someone's going to run with that on Facebook now.
I did not say that. Dennis Sid did not say Target was coming. That was Derek.
That was Brad.
No.
I blame Kiefer. I haven't even seen a for sale sign on that place. Going way off topic here, but I've not even seen
on that location. You know, the company was closing. This parent company was closing 30-something locations. Not all Ryan's.
Good.
well, you know, the Ryan's and Corinth is still open, so they're.
So you went around with a
no, actually,
you did not.
That was my plan.
Yeah,
they
quashed, I remember you telling me that.
They quashed that idea. They said they couldn't take one of their 57 inspectors who are inspecting 14,000 restaurants around the state.
Well, let's make them sound important.
Yeah. They all work from home, by the way. They're home-based inspectors.
Oh, Brad, there's something you can do.
Okay.
We were discussing your home office earlier.
Right? Oh, yeah. My office I don't have.
But you have good help, so.
Yeah, I do.
It's a sweatshop. He puts all the kids to work.
Right. Write this headline, baby.
Post this at 5 a.m.
Write that down, newspaper baby.
Newspaper baby.
So what did you do instead?
So we just had a long, extended conversation with the State Department of Health and the person who's in charge of inspections. And so we had a good hour-long interview about the whole process and what it takes. And again, an inspection can take anywhere from 30 minutes for a small place to all day, say, casino buffet or state fair, because they do inspect the state fair vendors, believe it or not.
Buffet. Now I'm really hungry. Anybody for all you can eat crab legs and tuna this afternoon? Anybody? My treat. We can go.
Let's go.
All right.
Shrimp and oysters.
What goes into those 24 benchmarks on an A?
Well, they start from having a certified manager to if the hot water is hot, the cold water is cold. They have digital thermometers to see what the temperature of the food is in the refrigerator, out of the refrigerator, when it comes off the stove, when it's under the warming plate. They look for, you know, if the employees wash their hands when they leave the bathroom and enter the kitchen. You know, got to wash your hands, by the way. very important. They check bathrooms. They check for chemicals if they're safely stored and marked. I mean, it's a pretty extensive list. I mean, it seems like 24 items doesn't seem like a whole lot, but when you have to check every nook and cranny of a restaurant or cafeteria or nursing home that serves food, any place that serves food is inspected at least once a year.
Somebody I follow on Twitter had the other day, they had a picture of the employees must wash hands sign in the bathroom. He said, I've been standing here for 30 minutes. No employee is coming to wash my hands yet.
What's the deal here?
What happens when you get a B? What is done to make you get a B, I guess is the better question.
A B is a B. You know, they found some critical violations and they corrected it then. A means was a clean slate. Everything was good.
There was no critical
violations.
There
were no violations.
So B, you could still have a critical violation, but it can be taken care of while.
Yeah, let's say, hey, you didn't post your letter grade from last time. That's a violation.
If you
hung it up when the inspector was there, hey, you still get marked for it. You still get a B.
See it? Everybody, I'm doing it.
Here it
is.
Here
it is. I'm doing it.
So that's why, and it's supposed to be in a visible location where everybody can see what you made on your last inspection.
In a visible, okay.
Yeah.
I heard in an invisible location.
No, I was
like, wait
visible.
A minute.
Green is good. Orange is, you know, caution. Again, orange doesn't mean, you know, the C doesn't, it's not a mark of death. I mean, as the chief inspector said, you know, it wouldn't be open. If it has a C and is open, it's okay. I mean, if it'll be closed if there's some health hazard, some imminent danger. It's not an imminent danger if it has a C, so don't get that wrong.
Barnes. So it's basically just a check mark system, and the more checks you're not getting, you're going down the grade.
Right.
Okay.
If there's just one check, you know, corrected on site, you'll get a B.
Yeah.
It can be five checks, but if you correct it all while the inspector was there, it'll be a B.
So if one thing's wrong,
you get a B.
You get a B.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could be as simple as your manager
didn't. The public school system wasn't like that.
Yeah.
That would be pass fail for a lot of us.
Yeah, that would. That would.
Mostly fail, I think. But anyway.
All right. Well, you had another story this week about lots going on this weekend. Which I guess we should have collaborated on, but we didn't. That's okay.
You have stuff to do.
That's okay. All of it's insane as well, so it's just a good roundup.
It's a double reminder.
Double reminder, because it is a very busy time. As festivals are still getting started in Northeast Mississippi, this is the perfect storm weekend of Color Vibe, Noli Putt, the Tupelo Film Festival, the I Love the 90s concert at the Bancorp South Arena. There is a Bluegrass and Burgers event at Link Center on Saturday night. There is a ton of stuff.
There is not a lack of things to do.
There is. I have always had, 30 years here, I've always hated that mentality. There's nothing to do here. That's not true. You're just not looking in the right places if you're saying that.
And a Super Bulldog weekend.
And it is
Bulldog
Super Bulldog weekend, but that's
down
that's,
to Starkville.
That's
Ole Miss folks might not
further
be
on down the road. That's fine. I assume you'll be participating in Color Vibe.
Yes, I am.
Third year.
You know, they had probably 5,000 last year, 4,000 the first year, 5,000 last year. You know, I'm anticipating, you know, I don't know if similar numbers. We'll see. I'm sure there'll be thousands. I know for the 90s concert, Todd talked to yesterday, or he left a message because I had asked. They're expecting 4,500, 5,000 folks, which is pretty good for the...
Yeah, it's tracked well. Todd Hunt, Executive Director of the Bancorp South Arena, will be joining us on the memo tomorrow.
Cool.
Tomorrow's episode to talk about I Love the 90s. Because where else can you see Vanilla Ice, Tone Loc, Kid and Play...
Coolio.
Salt and Pepper, and somebody
Color
else.
Color Me Bad,
all in one...
It'll be a
location.
Great 12-song set that they'll
That's
share between
terrible.
Them. I'm sorry.
Salt and Pepper's got 12 songs alone, but most people would know.
You're pushing it.
Tone Loc just have two.
Yeah.
If they give him two.
And Vanilla Ice?
Just a couple. If he plays Ninja Rap from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, that's the only other one I can
give him. He redid play that funky music.
White boy.
He did.
Okay, well.
He could do Queens Under
Pressure. I was going to say, is he going to be doing a cover of Under Pressure? Thank you for that.
Probably not.
I was going to make that reference of Chris didn't. I appreciate him doing that.
Well done, Chris.
And we mentioned the film festival going on at the Malco Theater north of town. And Nolly Putt moving to Fair Park this weekend for the first time. This is third year. It's going to be right in front of City Hall. I believe they're going to be using the same stage, if I'm not mistaken.
It'll be a colorful festival then.
It's going to be a very... Well, Nolly Putt on Saturday does not start until like 3. So they're going to let Color Vibe happen. Yeah, get all the color mopped up and then begin the second day of Nolly Putt late in the afternoon after Color Vibe happens. Last couple of years, Nolly Putt, I always want to call it Olly Putt, living here my entire life. It's far more, it rolls off the tongue better. And Nolly Putt, of course, has been at the Ice House the past couple of years, as we said, moving to Fair Park this year. So, a lot going on this weekend. Anything else we should be aware of?
No.
What grade did you get?
Still working on that.
Oh, okay. A lot of check marks. I'm still getting over the idea that if you correct the error while they're there, they take it away.
Teacher,
but people could still get a C.
Teacher gives you your test back. Oh, you missed this one. I'm gonna fix that real quick. Now I get a better grade.
You should have circled C. Oh, here you go.
Man.
I mean, they're basically telling you what's wrong. You see that dead rat over there in the corner? Go. There, you get a B.
Hairnets, believe it or not, they're not a requirement to wear.
It's
not on the report.
The cafeteria teachers lied to us for all those years.
What about beard nets?
I never ate in the cafeteria.
Mustache.
Asking for a friend. Mustache nets?
Well, they may be required, but they're not on the checklist. Let's put it that way.
Hank's been here 30 years. We never made him wear a mustache net once. I don't know where I was going with that. It's fine. Well, Dennis, we appreciate you joining us, as always, and bringing in donuts.
I'll bring more next time.
That's two donut deliveries this week. Dennis, thank you for joining us today.
Be sure to check out the two sports podcasts produced here at the Daily Journal and djournal.com. We got a new episode today of Prep Rally, high school sports with myself and Gene Phelps. Although Gene is not available today, a Kedrick Story of the Southern Sentinel will be co-hosting with me, so look for that webcast. By the time you're listening to this, you'll be able to watch the webcast replay at djournal.com, and you can listen for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. And tomorrow, Thursday, new episode of Double Coverage, Ole Miss and Mississippi State Sports Talk with Paris Alford and Logan Lowry. You can listen to that on iTunes as well, your podcast app, or doublecoverage.djournal.com. Time now for the news memo. For more on these stories, read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. Katrina Barry Hooper was named the Lee County School District's 2016 Parent of the Year on Tuesday. Barry Hooper, who works full-time as a reporter and anchor for a local news station, said she wants every parent to know that they can work and still volunteer at their child's school. She has two children. Christopher is a sixth-grade student at Guntown Middle, and Channing is a third grader at Saltillo Elementary.
The Tupelo City Council has discussed paying a contractor to help the city prepare for natural disaster response plans. The council met with Danny Shows during a work session on Tuesday. He is president and CEO of Shouse Disaster and Assistance Services. Hiring the firm could cost the city as much as $19,000, but city officials said it could also bring valuable experience navigating FEMA regulations.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant signed a law on Monday that will make all Mississippi school superintendents appointed instead of elected. Of Mississippi's 144 school districts, 55 currently have elected superintendents, but most school districts across the country have leaders that are appointed by school board members. About a third of the elected superintendents in the country are in Mississippi. Proponents of appointed superintendents say it broadens the pool of candidates since it allows districts to hire leaders from outside of their counties. They also say it removes electoral politics from the office.
Guntown Middle School received $5,500 last week for completing a Mississippi Department of Transportation pilot education program. To complete the program, Guntown Middle had to hold a safety fair where students worked their way through interactive displays and activities that simulated scenarios like texting while driving or making a sudden stop while not wearing a seatbelt. Teachers also worked the safety lessons into their classroom activities and curriculums.
The Tupelo High School Performing Arts Center has been full of high school bands this week. THS was chosen to host this year's North Region MHSAA concert evaluations, which are the pinnacle of a high school band program's year. This is the first year Tupelo High School has hosted the evaluations. The entire event used to be hosted at Pearl and Ridgeland High Schools near Jackson, but has been split up to make the event more accessible to schools and spectators.
Law enforcement officials are continuing the investigation into two bodies that were discovered last week inside a room of a Chickasaw County motel. Oklahoma Police Chief Willie Moore said police got a call from 911 about 4 p.m. on Friday, saying bodies were believed to be in a room at the Oklahoma motel. They were identified as Alicia Harville of Tupelo and David Basham of Amory. The investigation is ongoing. And of course, we want to remind you about Thrive Marketing, which is a full-service digital marketing company located in Tupelo, providing websites, search engine optimization, email, text message, social media management for local businesses. They're online at thrive.ms, Brad. Jenna Parsons is joining us back now from her well-deserved vacation. How are you, Jenna?
I'm good, thank you.
You look so well-rested. And
I was till I came back to work yesterday.
Well, so sorry you had to come back and see all of us again.
No, yeah, it's not that.
What'd you do on vacation besides not cook us anything?
I didn't cook at all. We went to, Charlie and I went to the Mississippi Delta for 4 nights. And
land as far as the eye could see.
I had forgotten just how flat it is. I think that's the most time I've ever spent there. And my mom's from Itabena. And Charlie's mom grew up in Indianola. So we went to both Itabena and Indianola. And we went to Alligator and Tutwiler, and we went past Parchman.
We have an alligator, Mississippi.
There is an alligator, Mississippi.
Huh. What do you know?
It was.
Is this the road to Itabena?
No, you turn the corner, and it says "Welcome to Alligator, Mississippi." And then there's one really big, pretty house, and then you go around a bend, and there are a couple of little houses, and then there's what appears to be the post office, but there was no sign of life, and a couple of houses and a couple of catfish ponds, and that was it. That was the whole
population.
Town. That's all we could find.
37, but as you drove by, they added 2 to it, flipped it to 39 as you drove in.
I don't know. But you can't go to a place called Alligator and not go there, so.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't, as a matter of fact, by that logic. Of course, you ever diligently work ahead, so you provided us 2 good food sections while you were away.
Well, thank you.
One that came out today. Your column is about my least favorite food in the entire world, so we're just going to...
So we're not going to talk about... We're not going to talk about my column because you don't like asparagus.
I don't like asparagus.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. I agree.
I don't like it.
What is wrong with you guys? Now, listen,
like
if y'all are talking about the gray kind that comes out of the can,
I understand.
No. Just asparagus.
Asparagus, any kind.
Not for me.
Well, you either love it or you hate it. I have determined.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, yes. Great. I'm in a room full of haters.
No, Chris the one likes over there likes it.
Thank you.
But Chris is weird.
Oh, yeah. With a little olive oil, salt, and pepper.
No.
Give it a spritz of lemon juice and maybe sprinkle of Parmesan.
You would have to put all that stuff on it to make it halfway edible because it's so terrible.
It's like the Jesse's Girl of Vegetables.
What's a Jesse's Girl of Vegetables?
He hates the song Jesse's Girl.
It's the worst rock song ever.
Is that Rick
produced?
Springfield. That's right.
Whoa.
I didn't say Bruce Springsteen.
No, you said Rick Springsteen.
Who is Rick Springsteen?
There's no Rick Springsteen.
There's Rick Springfield.
I bet there is a Rick Springsteen.
Well, yeah, he probably lives in Alligator. Nobody knows it. And he likes asparagus.
I think I remember. I think I had a little crush on Rick Springfield, actually.
Well, Brad hates Jesse's Girl.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Anyway, asparagus.
I don't know why it's that big.
Asparagus.
Yes.
What was the column about regarding asparagus?
Asparagus. Well, the recipe given is asparagus salad with egg and garlicky breadcrumbs.
Garlicky. Is that a word? Garlicky?
It is a word.
I didn't know that, actually. I thought she just made it up.
I did not make it up. It's in the dictionary.
Okay.
Actually,
giving you a lot of crap today. I apologize
for
that.
My husband grew some asparagus. He planted it a couple of years ago. Last year, it didn't do much. But this year, we actually got some nice stalks. Not enough to make a meal, but enough to do a couple of omelets with it as a seasoning. But this is just taking it up a little bit, a little notch, and cooking it with grating some egg over the top.
That first sentence.
Oh, yeah. The first sentence in the column she's already mentioned to us. Either love or hate it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well.
It's right there.
As I said. Maybe it's if, it, you know,
saying.
2 out of 4 people hate
it's
asparagus.
Like the dentist. Yeah.
Right.
2 out of 4.
We need to poll the newsroom. Get in here.
7.5 out of 15 people.
I don't like fresh. I don't like it in a can. I just don't like it, period. I'm sorry.
I will not eat it.
I will not eat it, Sam. I am. I will not eat it out of
Well,
a
that's
can.
What I should have brought and then made you eat it since you complained that I don't bring you food.
Okay, well, see, that's a misnomer. You have to cook something we like. Beggars can be choosers.
You know, my mother-in-law makes an asparagus dish where she blanches it and then wraps it in ham and then puts a hollandaise sauce on top of it. Now, that you would have to like.
I like hollandaise sauce, and I like ham. What is blanching?
Blanching, when you put a green vegetable or a vegetable into a pot of hot boiling water to cook it a little bit, and then you pull it out and you put it into ice water to stop the cooking process. It's what makes asparagus or green beans really bright in color. You also can blanch corn before you put it in the freezer, and we blanch all of our peas and butter beans in the summer before you put them up.
The only blanch I know is from Golden Girls. Nah. The only one I was familiar with. I did not know that term.
Me either.
We should do a cooking term every week in here.
We could do a cooking podcast.
What was Blanche's last name on Golden Girls? Thank you.
Blanche? I answered that way too quick.
Blanched everywhere. Right. Yeah, you did.
Moving on to your cook of the week. Look, it's a vegan.
Another vegan. Taking over the
world.
We're just
striking out today.
Yeah, there's not much meat in today's section.
There is not. No. But a familiar face.
Yes, Eden Garms, who is engaged to be married to our own Riley Manning. Mm-hmm. And they are planning to marry later this summer. Betrothed. Mm-hmm. Pledged.
Pledged, if you will.
They are going to jump the broomstick.
They will. And
several times and then do jump ropes and push-ups and jumping jacks.
Yes,
I didn't know where you were going with that, but good job. That actually worked out pretty well.
Yeah, both
you committed to them. I appreciate that.
She's a personal trainer, and Riley does that too, and they're both in exceptional shape. And
hence the veganness.
Yeah. Right.
Riley's not a vegan, though.
Riley
he is
eats
now.
He eats vegan.
He does.
But he's not.
If he wants a burger or whatever, he has it.
That's right.
But at home with her, he loves this way of eating. He comes in just about every day and shows me a picture of something that they made the day before for dinner or to have as a snack.
And see,
but they eat well.
I think I've discussed this. I can't do curry. I just can't.
You're talking about the spice curry?
Yes, it's just not for me.
Maybe we need to do you an asparagus with curry dish.
That I would throw it back at you. That's what would happen. Not to sound unappreciative, but you could just have that right back. But she just moved here not too long ago from Florida.
Mm-hmm, from Tampa. Here in December.
And it's probably a great deal different food offerings in Tupelo, Mississippi from Tampa, Florida for a vegan.
I think so, but I think she's actually having more trouble with the weather than she is with the food offerings. You know, she's always lived in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Went to high school there, went to college there.
Not a whole lot of tornadoes in that area.
And not a whole lot of weather, you know, much below 70 degrees.
Coat.
Yes, okay. Well, yeah. I'm following you now.
Yes.
There just seemed to be a lot of severe weather here recently.
And we had a really mild winter. I mean, it was, I don't even think I wore a coat, maybe one day or 2 days, and she almost froze. So, bless her heart.
So, what did she fix for you? I mentioned the curry, but spicy lentil Thai curry.
That was
what
she made. She made a spicy lentil Thai curry with some brown rice.
Now, I'll take all the brown rice.
Oh, yeah.
A little bowl of cracked red pepper to sprinkle on top of it. But she also gave me a recipe, and it's really a no-brainer. Of course, I never thought of it, so I guess it is a brainer. But she buys a little box of salad, you know, the little plastic tubs of salad that you can get, like 5 or 6 ounces. And then just add some olive oil and lemon juice and olives and shakes it up. And then when it's all kind of wilty, she opens it up and she's got her meal.
Well, sounds like it works for her then.
It does. Sounded good to me too.
I want a hamburger.
Maybe next week.
Me too.
I'm not saying you need to bring me one. I'm just thinking for lunch today. All this talk of asparagus and curry has made me want something that I actually want.
Maybe you can go to the stables and get a burger.
Well, we are so glad you are back with us.
Thank you.
We missed you.
Right.
I missed you.
Well, that's because we sit across from each other.
We back to back.
Back to back.
Yes. Jenna, thanks for joining us today on The Memo.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you'll come back again.
Possibly.
We won't pressure you to cook us anything. I appreciate your willingness to do it when you do it for us.
I will.
I don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I will. I'll do it. And it won't be asparagus.
That's, if you cooked asparagus, I would eat it. That's how much I appreciate you, Jenna.
You would try it.
I would. Well, trying would be eating. So
right,
yes,
right.
Yes.
But you're not necessarily going to like it.
That's fine. I don't have to like everything.
Okay.
I'm confident enough in my life at this point that I'm not going to like most things, but I'm still going to have to do it. Hence why I sit next to Brad every day.
What?
Hey, Jenna, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Brad is another one in the hole. Number 98.
There we go. Closing in. Number 100. Your stomach making noise?
That was a little bit of my stomach. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I could have yelled out edit, but no, I don't need a donut as a matter of fact.
I don't either, but I want one.
I should probably eat some of this
vegan stuff.
Spicy lentil Thai curry.
Or a donut. Either way.
Or a donut. Did I put some of that on the donut?
There you go.
Does that make it healthy? What nixes the donut at this point?
Yes.
So back tomorrow, special guest Todd Hunt, director of the Bancorp South Arena, going to be joining us to talk about I Love the 90s.
Here we go. It's going to be epic.
You're
going to
be there.
I haven't got my ticket yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to.
You're
going to
be there.
I have other things to spend money on, turns out.
Got to hear those two-tone Loke songs.
I'll just go buy them.
Funky Cole Medina and
Wild Thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of them together back to back. Where else can you hear it?
Maybe you'll play them twice.
On my iPod. And since you liked Funky Gold Medina so much, one more time. All right. So, like I said, back again tomorrow. Hey, check us out online. Memo.djournal.com is where you can stream us from our website and find new episodes. Also, find out when episodes drop. Follow us on Twitter at DJournalMemo. But you can find us on any podcatcher that's out there right now, both for your iPhone or your Android smart devices, whether it be iTunes or Satchel or Stitcher. I like saying Stitcher.
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 Sounds like a...
Sean Connery. That's how you say Stitcher.
Trebek, I'll take Stitcher for 500. And, of course, all the stories we talked about today, you can find online, thejournal.com. New breaking news or links to those articles can be found on the Journal's Twitter at @DJournalNow. Back tomorrow with you, Brad.
All right, buddy.
See you then.
See you then.
Have a good day, everybody.